KSL's top story this hour, a mother of two who was killed in her own home in Magna is being remembered.
It's really hard looking at the girls and knowing she's going to miss out on so much.
And our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, who has more on a vigil held last night. Mary.
Peter, a dozen or so family members and friends gathered to share their pain and focus on Natalia Casagrande's life. Her sister-in-law, Elizabeth Arceo, says she's devastated.
Beautiful soul. She had so many friends. She was loved by many. She was an awesome mother.
Casagrande had two young daughters, only 5 years old and 18 months old. Friends say they are turning their attention to her children and her husband to make sure they have what they need right now as they grieve. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, mother of two who was found dead in her home, is being remembered in Magna.
She was a beautiful person, you know, bottom line, there's no replacing her.
And our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, who talks about the vigil last night for Casagrande. I'm Mary.
Peter, more than 100 mourners lit candles and played music as friends and family consoled each other. A sister-in-law, Elizabeth Arceo, says they're trying to turn their attention now during their grief to Natalia's husband and young daughters.
And that's the most important, and the girls, making sure that they're okay, making sure that they have everything they need.
She says Natalia was a beautiful soul and an awesome mother. Others at the vigil say she was outgoing and lively. They said they are in denial about what has happened. They can't process such a sudden death. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.